From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A high-profile art museum in Miami, funded mostly with taxpayer dollars, is seeking a 60% increase in county funding. The Perez Art Museum Miami is asking for $2.5 million in additional funding from Miami-Dade County. Private dollars have not kept up with the museum's annual operating costs of $14 million, so the museum hopes more government funds will fill the gap. Currently, the museum, which opened last December, receives $2.5 million from Miami-Dade. An extra $1.5 million is expected to come from the county budget, which Mayor Carlos Jimenez will release tomorrow. The push for more public funding for the Perez Art Museum comes as other nonprofits supported by the county face a 10% cut under the current budget. And while grown-ups haggle over arts funding along Miami's waterfront, just 2 miles west in an historically black neighborhood, some students are getting a chance for some enhanced science training. Or to be more precise, STEM, short for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. The Overtown Youth Center is introducing a new STEM curriculum to its summer program. WLRN's Nadege Green tells us about the $350,000 program funded by aerospace company AAR.
This year, we're focusing on STEM, and what that means for us is really just exposing our kids more in the summer to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
That was Tina Brown, the center's executive director. She says the students in the program, ages 8 through 18, will participate in hands-on projects like building robots and rockets.
We hope that they will get a better grasp of the concepts and want to pursue, you know, some of the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics magnet programs in Miami-Dade County Public Schools, or maybe even begin to look at career paths.
In a recent study, the National Science Board found while diversity in the science and engineering fields has improved, African Americans, Hispanics, and women remain underrepresented in the workforce. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
But is all that STEM training a clear path to a steady job? A new study shows that more than a third of job listings in South Florida are looking for workers with skills in science, technology, engineering, or math. Jonathan Rothwell is an associate fellow with Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program, which authored the study.
STEM workers are paid significantly higher salaries than those in other fields. Typically, on average, you can do quite well with STEM skills, even if you don't have an advanced degree.
In Miami, for instance, the average STEM job listing is up for at least 40 days, compared to 2 days for non-STEM-related job positions. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.